Welcome to the Flathead Home Show, your source for real estate information, education, and I'm going to say entertainment, because I've got a show for you this weekend. My name is Justin Mecha. My sponsors, I want to thank gratefully Brian Murphy, Nikki Marengo, Remax, Rocky Mountain Real Estate, Glacier Steel Products, Metal Roofing and Siding, Protecting What Matters, and Montana Basement Solutions, solving your water and mold problems for good. Boy, I know those guys are probably really busy right now, just thinking about that one. I've got a good show for you this weekend. I've got some good friends in the studio with me, solid realtors, well-respected in our community, and more importantly, just awesome dudes to hang out with. You guys are a blast. And Austin, welcome back to the show, and welcome to the show, Ryan Norris.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me.
The homies from the Hidden Homes team. Now, I say homies because
we are homies.
You are homies. Straight up, homies. You guys have a podcast, and Austin, you guys put that on regularly.
Yeah, we're actually filming one tonight.
Nice. Mm-hmm. And Ryan, you're a good part of that, right? Like, are you the creative genius behind this?
I'm figuring it out.
You're figuring it out.
I would label myself the producer, but there's been a learning curve, mm-hmm. And we're getting better and better each month. It's been exciting. It's good to scratch my creative itch.
Yeah.
We're pretty busy with real estate.
Yeah.
So being able to do that week in, week out, you know, that keeps the creative juices flowing.
Now, friends, this is what I want to do this weekend. These guys are very eclectic, very creative, yet at the same time, incredibly structured and incredibly productive in their business. And I believe that there's a really good balancing act between creativity and productivity. And these guys do it really well. So what I'd like to do is maybe peel back a few layers of the onion. And if you don't mind, Austin, I'm going to pick on Ryan here for a little bit.
Feel free to.
Okay.
Oh, brother.
Oh, brother, where art thou? So listen.
I did not sign up for this.
Oh, well, too bad, because the door's locked. And, right. You know, Matt's a big dude. So.
All right.
Ryan, your background, you come from a really fascinating industry.
Oh, it's all over the place.
Yeah.
I spent many years in the service industry, similar to Austin, and a chance encounter with someone. I told the right joke, and I was given an opportunity to be a creative director on a music tour.
Oh, wow.
And do a bunch of design work, like right out of college. And just before the show hit the road, someone got sick. I got an opportunity to go out and travel with a tour and work for a sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
And that just snowballed. Like, yep. One job led to another job, to another job, to another job. And I was like, well, I'm never going to be a graphic designer again, and I'm done slinging gin.
Right.
So, fast forward 15 years later, I got to travel the world, work for a bunch of high-profile artists. I held many different jobs in the industry.
Yeah.
And most recently, I was traveling, working for the band Tool.
Yeah.
And doing hospitality in their VIP program, and I would call it babysitting their biggest fans.
Okay.
But that was a cool gig. I got to work for management, got to work with the artists. It was really cool. But then COVID hit.
Sure.
And I was just kind of in limbo, not knowing what to do. I was living in Los Angeles, and a dream of mine had always been to come to Montana.
Now, for the audience here, before you turn us out here, he's not from Los Angeles.
No, please, yeah. God. Yeah. Flathead. I am definitely not from Los Angeles. I'm from New York, baby. I don't know if that's any better, but
It's a little bit better.
Yeah, it's a little bit better.
Yeah, that's cool, though. Fascinating. And you know what's cool? That's like a that's such a wow, creative opportunity, creative job, leading to a plethora of experiences. So your ability to navigate through multiple personalities and deal with situations that are in some minds unheard of.
Yeah, I would say it's
15 years.
Yeah. And I would say it's a superhuman power trick that I have.
Yeah.
I can navigate about any social setting. And I have been told to kick rocks in every language. And I've dealt with senators and homeless people, you know, it runs the gamut. So I do get on with most people quite quickly.
That's cool.
Yeah.
What brought you to real estate?
Well, it was an interest of mine.
Yeah.
I was always intrigued by it.
Yeah.
Like, it seems to be a good place to go to. My brother, who is actually how I ended up in Montana, he used to coach basketball at the University in Montana.
Oh, cool.
Go Grizz.
There you go.
He had made a career shift and moved into real estate. He was a college basketball coach for 20 years.
Yeah.
And he was doing really well in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And he said, hey, man, you know, if you're going to go to Montana, market's hot, give it a shot.
Yeah.
Because I had no prospects coming out here. Just kind of like going to weather the storm and probably go back on the road.
Yep.
But I got my license and I met you.
That's right.
Yep. You were the first person I met in real estate.
You know what? That's cool.
Yep.
However, cool. And we got to take a break. However, what a great opportunity to come back. And I want to talk to you specifically, Ryan, about this great transition. If I heard it correctly, somewhat COVID inspired, like COVID came in and sort of became a black cloud over your former industry.
Yep. Right?
Yep. Kind of blanketed that.
The government said we can't work and I didn't have anything else going on.
Right.
It forced my hand. It had always been a dream to retire here.
Yep.
And I said, all right, let's just start that about 15, 20 years early and start over.
That's there you go. Yeah. Okay. That's called pivoting, right?
Yes. Right? Yes, yep. It is.
Creative streamlining.
There you go. Cool. Hey, guys, I want to dive deep with that one, though. We got to take a quick break. When we get back, more of you, Ryan, okay?
Sure.
We're talking with Ryan Norris and Austin Baumgarten of the Hidden Homes team, Hidden Homes Montana. My name is Justin Mecha. This is the Flat at Home Show. We'll be right back.
This is Eric Bodine, owner of Montana Basement Solutions. Our team has worked hard over the years to earn a solid reputation in the industry in fixing and preventing water-related problems in your home. We also specialize in mold testing and remediation services, often working with top contractors, architects, and even healthcare professionals in the Valley to ensure your home is healthy and safe for you and your family. If you are building, ask your contractor if they're working with us. If you suspect a problem in your home, call us directly. Montana Basement Solutions, 871-5971.
Glacier Steel Products, a company that has been protecting your biggest investment. For over 19 years, Glacier Steel Products has been Northwest Montana's premier source for metal roofing and siding. We continually set the bar by keeping up with the latest and what's new and trending. With Glacier Steel, you get more than just a superior product. You get a company with the experience and knowledge to take on any job, big or small. Come in and check out our showroom and get inspired for your next project at 139 Alder Drive, South Kalispell, or visit us at glaciersteel.com. Glacier Steel Products, we are protecting what matters.
And we're back. It's the Flat at Home Show. My name's Justin Mechia, focused on entertainment this weekend as I'm talking with Ryan Norris and Austin Baumgarten of the Hidden Homes team, Hidden Homes Montana. And I put emphasis on the word entertainment because, Ryan, you come from that industry. And now you're using that experience to continue entertaining this industry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trying.
Well, there's
no, we're not trying. We're doing it.
You're doing it.
Yeah. We're absolutely doing it and trying to approach it from a different angle.
Mm-hmm.
It's been, what I notice is it's very cookie cutter here.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody follows the same playbook.
Sure.
And as much as we can in all of our efforts, we try to think outside the box. And do something. God, I hate that term.
Yeah.
It's very cliche, but it unfortunately, it's true. We try to approach.
Oftentimes, cliches come from truths. Yeah. So, yeah. Here's what's fascinating. So, and I appreciate the honor in being the first guy that you met.
Man.
And help to inspire that move.
I'd like to tell that story.
Well, maybe that's a show down the road.
Okay.
All right. Here's the thought, though. So, Ryan, and for those of you jumping in right now, in the previous segment, we were talking about Ryan's background and how Ryan's career, which was as fascinating and as starstruck as we may become at listening to that, it got stalled, you know. And when the government said, you're not essential, you got to stay home, Ryan looked at that as an opportunity to move the retirement plan a few years earlier. Called his brother, who was in real estate and who had a history in Montana, and his brother said, "Go to Montana. The market's great. You're going to do fine." Ryan gets to Montana, and Ryan's looking around, saying, "I don't know a whole lot of people here. This is going to be hard to develop a book." Ryan gets partnered up with Austin. Austin knows a lot of people here. Austin's building a team. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, Austin, I think Ryan was your first hire.
He was.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ryan and I sat down at Casa Mexico and had a lunch together. I'd never met the gentleman in my life.
Oh, I wonder who introduced you.
I have no idea. It rhymes with Etcha.
You betcha.
Etcha Sketcha.
Yeah.
That's fascinating. And at the time, my position with the company was to play matchmaker. And I got to meet Ryan. I'm listening to you one day about wanting to expand your efforts and, quote, build a team. And I got to thinking, I'm scratching my head, wait a minute, these two guys got to meet. And next thing you know, you guys are homies. You're building the Hidden Homes team. Actually, well, that was a brand you already had.
Well, I already had the brand, but my dream was to do, I could only do it with others.
Yeah,
like, you know, this isn't an alone business.
Yeah.
You can only excel and grow with help.
That's right.
And I needed help.
Yeah.
Because in order to get that dream come true, that's what happens. I believe in like divine placements and all these things as
sure,
well. And
sure.
And Ryan came into the picture and we just started hitting it off and he could see my vision and I saw his vision.
Yeah.
So we saw those things in, I guess, the kindred spirits
yeah.
is the way I look at it. And all of a sudden, I mean, now we're sitting down the road here with a fourth teammate. We just Ty Nordmark. And of course, can't forget Holly Neldred as well. And we're just like, we all have assets and sweat mm-hmm. equity we're putting into this business and building this team. And it's pretty cool.
It's really cool. And you know what? You touched on something there that you can't do this alone. Here's the thing. You may be able to find ways to flounder your way through this industry alone. It's not going to be very fun and it's going to be incredibly painful. The more you realize that you succeed through and with others, the more you're going to find success. And interestingly enough, while we don't have the ladies here, I bet you their testimony is evidence of that too. I mean, I find success in you, Ryan, because of the team that you're a part of. I find tremendous success in you, Austin, because of the team that you've inspired, that you continue to build, yet it also continues to serve you. I'm going to go out on a limb here. I bet you that this experience has spilled over into your lives personally, that there's a stronger... Ryan, how's the conversation with your brother now?
In what regards? That's a very loaded question.
Brother.
In the PG way. Yeah. meaning, like, what are his thoughts on your success in real estate?
He's proud of me.
Yeah, good.
You know, I'm not operating at full capacity. I'm mm-hmm. not necessarily proud of where I'm at in my performance as a realtor.
Mm-hmm. You're on your way, though.
I'm on my way.
Yeah.
For me, and we talked about this from the beginning, it's always been about creating leverage for Austin in building a brand.
Yeah.
And that's my primary focus. And we just kind of traded off. I was like, man, I need to learn how to become a realtor.
Yeah.
And you're crushing it. And you had connected us and we vibed. So I was able to hand over some creative ideas and know-how and pour a little gasoline on the fire.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Well, and add so many ancillaries. You know, the Hidden Homes team has a podcast show. Largely because you could bring those resources to the table, correct, Ryan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And you're able to bring all of those messages out there. You're Austin, the two of you guys, the four of you are connecting business owners and realtors and homeowners and home seller and home buyers every week. Like through all of these efforts. There's no accidental in this. This is all by design. This is all, am I saying this right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
This is the game plan and it's starting to work.
Yeah. That's cool.
You know, just staying in front of people and delivering, contributing, delivering information that I think the public needs to know about.
I love it. Guys, we're out of time. However, I sense that we have a future together. We're going to see and hear more of you. Thank you for being part of the show. Thank you for continuing to do what you do. For those of you who'd like to play along at home, find the Hidden Homes team through your social outlets, through your search engines, or definitely see their signs in the street because they're all over the place too. My name is Justin Mecha. This is the Flathead Home Show. Be safe, be well, have fun out there. And of course, as always, Flathead,
welcome home.
Home.